While Dolores gets herself set to officially bring you the welcome, I'll give you some instructions for this morning. First and foremost, we're glad you're here. Hang on to your communion cup when it comes time for communion this day. We will come and serve you. We don't want anybody to get up or anything. And when I come around, I want you to hold your hands like this. Practice that for right now. Everybody, hold your hands like this. Okay. And I will take a piece of bread and I will drop it down into your hands so that I don't touch your hands, so that the only thing the glove is touching is the piece of bread that I keep ripping off for everybody. If we do it this way, we can have communion and still be safe. Okay? Dolores, we gave you cups. When it comes time, she's going to follow behind me safely, and she'll pour from the pitcher into your cup. We will not hold communion and wait for everybody to take it together. Just do it as you can, because I know you're going to have a hand ready to help negotiate this, that, and the other. It's all good. It's an experiment. And we're learning a whole bunch of new things during this time, are we not? Are you happy to be here?
Yeah.
Good. All right, let's have Dolores officially welcome us.
Good morning. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, be glad in it, love one another, and praise his holy name. Our call to worship this morning. We're going to read responsively. Mighty wind, who danced over the deep and surveyed the shapeless void, dance over us now and ready us for your creative purpose. Divine word, who commanded unruly chaos and called forth light and life, call us
now
and open us
to new expressions
of grace. Eternal artist, who formed us in your likeness and claimed us as kin, reform and refine us to be bearers of your blessing. Holy Trinity, Creator, Christ, Spirit, who gathered the primeval waters, gather us in, then send us out, our voices echoing creation song. How majestic is your name in all the earth.
Thank you.
are called confession. It is only by the power of God that we are able to stand against evil. Trusting in God's grace, let us confess our sin. Lord Jesus, you send us to make disciples of all nations, but we focus on our energies inward and shy away from sharing the good news in word and deed. You charge us to teach your commandments, but we struggle to obey them and neglect to model them for others. You assure us of your abiding presence, but we doubt this promise and disregard your Spirit, denying the power you give us to do your work. Forgive us, Lord, and renew us to be the church you created us to be. Wash us with your grace and commission us for service in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now stand firm in your faith, covered by the saving grace of God, and ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Holy, holy, holy one, guide us by the Spirit of truth to hear the word of life you speak, and to give all glory, honor, and praise to your threefold name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Listen to the word of the Lord. Our Old Testament scripture reading this morning is Psalm 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The New Testament reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11, 12, and 13. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. The evangelist writes, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember that I am with you always to the end of the age. Friends, keep these words in your heart, for the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Let us say, thanks be to God. Begin with a prayer. Please pray with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be. With God our Creator, children all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. This song, which was written by Jill Jackson and Cy Miller as a collaborative effort back in 1955, has become a very powerful clarion call for 65 years now. So about this song, Cy himself wrote, "Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me." It helped to create a climate for world peace and understanding. Many of us grew up singing or hearing this song in the days of our youth. I first learned it in our sixth grade choir at the age of 12 in middle school, some 50 years ago now. And little did I really know or take in as a student what the meaning of this song was. In time, I would learn and come to know the genesis of this song. In fact, I'm still a student working my way through it. Methinks in the kingdom of God, I will always be an intern. So on this Trinity Sunday in 2020, yet during another time of protest marches and our coronavirus pandemic quietly raging on just as loudly, this clarion call of peace, God's peace, shalom, shalom, comes to us. It confronts us. It challenges us. It calls out to us to, as a big part, implicitly so then, as part of the great commission that Jesus laid down in Matthew 28's text for today. All of creation, all of earth is groaning with labor pains and the Holy Spirit's sighs that are too deep for words. this groaning, this sighing. It is for unity as the human race, as the people of God, as Christ's church gathered this day throughout the world. Unity, oneness, just as our triune God is one. This is what the mystery of who God is about. So according to Merriam-Webster.com, I love the internet because it saves so much time, Merriam-Webster.com here had some characteristics of this word unity as a noun. And so here is what was described. Unity, the quality or state of not being multiple. Oneness. And to this, I would add not being duplicitous. Also is meaning, back to Webster, a condition of harmony, continuity without deviation or change in purpose or action. For it's the quality or the state of being made one. The consistency of style and character, a totality of related parts, an entity that is a complex or systemic whole. Kind of describes who God is. We heard in Matthew 28 as Jesus appeared to his disciples the words, "Yet some doubted." Now, if you find yourself as one who can become or finds yourself confounded or doubting how God can be three natures or three persons in one being, you are not alone. You're in good company. You see, that's part of the mystery as we sit and wonder and perhaps doubt. Stephen P. Eason referred to Augustine as an illustration in the Feasting of the Word commentary about the Trinity, in which he wrote, "Augustine had to reduce the Trinity discussion to a very simple illustration using the example of a tree. The root is wood. The trunk is wood. The branches are wood. One wood, one substance, but three different entities." And as we sit and worship amongst the trees this day, in the shade, in the canopy that they provide, giving some form of protection from the elements, if you look around, no two trees or leaves are exactly alike. Yet we can catch a glimpse of the oneness, of the glory and the mystery of who God is. And so this oneness as a state of being is shalom. Hebrew words are built on three consonant letters. Each letter by itself has its own characteristic and meaning in that language. S-H-L-M, sh-l-m, or peace, or well-being. It describes mutuality. It describes unconditional love in self-giving ways that are healthy and complete. These ways are always perfect, just as God is perfect. This is a state of being. It is a state of being of a life pattern of receiving and offering as the example of this concept or this way of life that is called shalom. Look to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who understood this so completely in and through his earthly life. He taught and practiced this concept, this way of life, shalom. For it is in this that was his model in his life and of his faith life to follow. This relationship of our triune God, of self-giving as a life lesson and for our own spiritual maturation, shows us, as Jesus teaches, that this way of being or doing in relationship, much like our Christian faith, it is more taught than it is caught. This shalom is healing balm. It is healing balm for those questions that are posed back in Psalm 2 and in Isaiah chapters 13 to 23 in the Old Testament. And it is also this question that is heard in Handel's Messiah, which we hear that question, why do the nations so furiously rage? All humankind is created in the image of God. All humankind is created in the Imago Dei, with the capacity for the indwelling of God's Spirit as part of God's true nature, to bestow then this great gift of oneness, this gift of shalom, this gift of peace. So therefore, my question to each of us as prayer to God, why do we rage? Why do we doubt that God exists? That Jesus, as God's Son, was born, lived, and taught us as a rabbi. He taught as a rabbi with his own students, the word meaning disciples. Why do we doubt that he was crucified, died, or was buried, and rose again, and ascended into heaven? Or that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our advocate, comforter, or paraclete? Why do we doubt? I cannot answer for others, no more than I can answer for others who think or act or choose to do what is thought, said, or done, even if in Christ's name and for his sake. For sure, we're living during days full of much doubt and despair as we watch things seemingly crumble all around us. Many of you who are gathered here today, many of you watched similar incidents play themselves out in the late 1960s when you were about the same age as many of those that were protesting and you had young children of your own. Oh no, not again, you might be thinking. Or perhaps as you watch everything unfold, you think, when will this ever end? Let us not be discouraged or disheartened, for our God is bigger than all of this. We seem to forget that. Our God is bigger than all of this, and God will make a way out of no way. But our job is to continue to watch and pray for God's will, not our own individual wills, but for God's will to be done. The very Reverend Dr. Finley MacDonald, in his commentary about the doubting in Matthew 28, wrote this. Note the response of the disciples to the Lord's appearance, worship and doubt. Judas had departed from the scene. Thomas must have also been one of them. Was he still doubting? And had his doubts, Thomas, had his doubts become infectious? Is this what we're seeing continually play out before our eyes during these days? Doubts becoming infectious? Let me encourage us and remind us all that our God is a big God. Our God is a big God with a big word, and it's unified. For life with our triune God, it all starts with the oneness of unity, love, shalom, of well-being for all. And then our big God allows us and grants us in this love the room that's left for us to do our doubting, just like the disciples with Jesus in Matthew 28. All of this happens then in the context of this great unity that Jesus himself is a part of. So it is in these moments as part of our spiritual journey, which hopefully leads us to our own spiritual maturity, that this work happens. And so the circle of life, the circle of a Christian life of faith, becomes completed as it then leads us back to God with and in trustful faith that we didn't perhaps possess before those times of our doubt. Jill Duffield, on this story in Matthew 28, she wrote, "Our discipleship, our mission, our relationships, the state of our world or the state of our hearts are not solely or even mostly dependent upon our stand of mind at any given moment. Jesus is present, and the Spirit is at work, and God is ever creating, no matter our doubts, despair, or distractions." And so as the many distractions and the despair and the doubts encircle our hearts, minds, and spirits, circling like a hawk that circles its prey, waiting for that moment to pounce, let us be mindful, remembering that our triune God is working things out. Our triune God is working everything out, whether we agree with things or not, like them or not, or wish that things could be anything but what they actually are in this moment in time. I think that's also a little bit of what flies under the radar in Matthew 28's text today. For Jesus tells his students to go and do anyway. God is working things out. Go and make disciples yourselves. Teach, in capital letters. Teach is what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19. The word matheteo in Greek means make disciples, which comes from another Greek word, mathetes, which means to train or to be a disciple. It's where we get our word mathematics from. And so this then is the command then to practice and to be God's shalom in this big world of many nations created by our very big God, who creates all things humankind. All things humankind created in our triune God's own image. It is that image of peace, of shalom, of unity, of love. And so God's command about teaching then is the emphasis. That's the emphasis for today. Teach shalom. And then baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is then a sign and a seal, and it is the outgrowth as the response then to this big word that is taught to us. This big word, it generates as work and response then to those lessons and concepts that are taught in this making disciples process. You see, what's all being described today is birthing. And this process is what new birth of salvation in the kingdom of God, it is all about. And so this shows us that our triune God in oneness, not duplicity, this healthy, this holy relationship, it is present, it is active, it is alive in the here and now of our time. We don't have to wait for it. The authority and the power of this, our one big triune God at work in us, through us, among us, with us, this is what practicing and going and doing shalom means. The spiritual heaven where our triune God dwells, it implies happiness, power, and eternity. Oh, friends, my friends, that gift of God's heaven of peace, this is our great gift. next to Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord for all humankind. Luke's Gospel in chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, he requotes Zechariah, and it becomes part of what is called the Canticle of Zechariah, and as it's found in our Book of Common Worship. And so Zechariah and Luke remind us also of Jesus' mandate in Matthew 28:19. And so according to Luke and Zechariah, hear these words as our commission to go and do. And you, child, you will be called. You will be called to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. To this I would add, guide my feet while I run this race, the spiritual song of God's people, praise. So we've come full circle. In the end is our beginning. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. To God be the glory. Let all God's people say, thanks be to God. Amen.
By offering up our time, talents, intellect, and resources, we're asking God's blessing upon them. Please prayerfully consider sending your tithes and offerings to the church by mail or by designating your church donation through the bill paying option if you do online banking. Sharing of ourselves within a phone call, text, or email is another way of offering ourselves. Let us pray. Almighty God, we gather in the name of the one to whom all authority is given, Jesus Christ. As we offer you this money, you ask us to renew our commitment to be your faith-filled disciples. May our lifestyles reflect a desire to be in mission for others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
We will sing, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, followed by the affirmation of faith, and then our special music by Donna.
Thank you.
Please join me in our affirmation of faith. Jesus Christ is God with humankind. He is the eternal Son of the Father, who became human and lived among us to fulfill the work of reconciliation. He is present in the church by the power of the Holy Spirit to continue and to complete his mission. This work of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the foundation of all confessional statements about God, humanity, and the world. Therefore, the Church calls all people to be reconciled to God and to one another. From the Confession of 1967.
Good morning. Since we don't have the big screen so that you can see the words, I just wanted to remind you, or to tell you, that this song is all about the Holy Spirit burning in our own souls, lighting a candle so that we can all go out and do the work of Jesus. And I'm told, can you hear me? Okay, sort of. All right. There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the lonely, the tired and worn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. We are a family whose hearts are blazing. So let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, deceived and poor. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. And if you remember this song, sing along in the refrain. Ready? Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle and go light your world.
According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, his students, his interns, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to them. And then their eyes, they were opened, and that's when they recognized him. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, we praise you. Let the heavens be joyful and the earth be glad. We bless you for the creating of the whole world, for your promises to your people Israel, and for Jesus Christ, in whom your fullness dwells. Born of Mary, he shares our life. Eating with sinners, he welcomes us. Guiding his children, he leads us. Visiting the sick, he heals us. Dying on the cross, he saves us. Risen from the dead, he gives us new life. And living with you, he prays for us. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the choirs of angels and all the faithful of every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. With thanksgiving, we take this bread and this cup and to proclaim the death and resurrection of our Lord. Make us one with Christ and with all who share in this feast. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes us every day new. Especially we thank you for the beauty of your creation, the new creation in Christ, and all gifts of healing and forgiveness. The sustaining love of family and friends. The fellowship of faith in your church. Merciful God of might, renew this your weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children. And bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially this day, we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, including our own country. We pray for the people in countries that are ravaged by strife or warfare. And sadly, we add our own nation to this list this time. All who work for peace and international harmony, we pray for them, and for all who strive to save the earth from destruction. We pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. We pray also for those whose names are on our prayer list this day. For those that are in need of healing, please grant it, O God. For those that are mourning, please help them and comfort them. For those that share joys, please help us celebrate with them. We pray these, O God, and we ask that you unite us in faith, and you encourage us with hope, that you inspire us to love, that we may serve as your faithful disciples until we feast at your table in glory. We praise you, eternal God, through Christ, your word made flesh, in the holy and life-giving spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now, as children of God, together with confidence, let us pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord was at table. And he took the bread, the work of human hands, and he offered it up as a sacrifice of blessing to all that were gathered, thanking God for it. And when he had finished the meal, he had taken it, and he broke it, and he said, "Take this, each one of you, and eat of it, for this is the body of my blood. My body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me, of how I gave my life for you." And likewise, he took the cup, fruit of the vine, work of human hands, and he gave it to his disciples after thanking God for it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink of it, for this is the cup of my blood, which is shed for you. It is to be a remembrance, a sign of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." Whenever we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again in glory. These are the gifts of God to the people of God.
Thank you.
please join me in our prayer for after communion? We thank you, O God, that through your word and sacrament you have given us your Son, who is the true bread from heaven and food of eternal life. And so strengthen us in your service that our daily love may show our thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's sing our closing hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory. For our announcements, if you have prayer requests, joys, or concerns, we are asking that you email them to the church or to me, or you can call me on my cell phone or send me a text message. Just communicate to us that way. There is a correction for the prayer requests that were listed. The Donna that is listed is in the prayer concerns where Marvis submitted hers is a Donna that we all know and love as a member of the church. And because our service is being recorded, I'm being respectful and not saying what her last name is. But we do lift them all in prayer. And so that is one of the announcements that we have is just we'll get everything in as we can, and that there will be a regular session meeting on Thursday night. We will meet via Zoom and have things to discuss. So anybody that is a committee chairperson that needs to get something in, please get it to Donna. I know worship committee is going to have a Zoom meeting on Tuesday night this week at 7 o'clock, to discuss some things going forward. I think it's safe, is it not, to say, Madam Clerk, it's safe to announce that the plan is to be back into the building for worship on the 5th of July? We voted on it. So we will be back in worship on the 5th of July. And I'm okay with it. I want everybody to be okay with it. But there will be some changes. It'll be a little different. And we are all just asking that during these days that we just kind of roll with it a little bit until we can figure out how to continue to safely worship together during these days. So just know that worship will be back in July at the church, but for the Sundays, weather permitting, we'll be here in the park. And if not, if it's raining, we'll Zoom it. It's okay. Elizabeth has recorded the service this morning. It will go up this afternoon onto the website so that others may see and worship with us. And it has been a glorious day, a little warm, but it's been beautiful to be amongst the trees, has it not, and to worship God. And so I want you all to stay safe and have a wonderful week. And remember how blessed you are each and every day. And so here's our final blessing. As we go from here, this we will do. We will put things in order, listen to the appeal of truth, agree with one another, and live in peace. Faithful to the God of love and peace. And so may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us. And together let us say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from the other. Have a blessed week, everybody. Yes. Oh, lest I forget, Dave wants you to know that the buckets are up front should you want to leave your gifts. Thanks. Have a great week.